Anybody excited about Jesus? Come on! All right, I need you to slap high fives with three people and grab yourself a seat this morning. That would be fantastic. Three people, grab yourself a seat. Man. We'll see you later, little guys. Have a great day. Appreciate you. Well, this morning, I woke up and I had myself a cup of tea. Then I walked across the waterfront and God said to me today, He said to me that today is going to be a day like no other. He said to me today that somebody is here at conference and your life is about to get changed. Your life, and what I mean by that is that you're not going to change. Like, you're still going to be you at the end of the day. Okay, don't worry, don't stress. But there's going to be something in you that's different. God wants to put something in you today, but I need you to make sure that you're focusing, using your listening eyes and your listening ears. Now, I know that sounds weird. What I mean by listening eyes is you look at the person who's talking. And for the next 20 minutes, I just want that to be me. And then what we're going to do is we're going to focus on God and we're going to let Him take over. But this morning, I want to preach from the Bible. Is that okay with you? I would hope for a Christian conference, we might be a little bit more okay with that. Is that okay with you? Okay, well, we're going to read from the book of Job. Which book? Chapter 1. Which chapter? Starting in verse 1, it says this. There once was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 teams of oxen. And 500 female donkeys. Female donkeys, great. Not the donkey from Shrek, but female, okay. He also had many servants. He was, in fact, the richest person in that entire area. In other words, Job is the man, okay? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to pray and then we're going to get started. So before that, let me tell you what I'm going to talk to you about. Today, I want to talk to you about this idea of what do you do when it all turns to poo? I'll tell you soon. But why don't you close your eyes with me and bow your heads? We'll pray and get started. Father, I thank you that your presence is here. God, I pray that over the next few moments that we have together, God, that you would speak in your mighty name. We all said, Amen. Put up your hand if you've got a friend that just has the nicest clothes all the time. Put up your hand if you've got a friend who just has the nicest house compared to your house. Okay, put up your hand if your friend's mum and dad owns a nicer car than your mum and dad. Yeah, okay. Now put up your hand if you've got a friend that only eats takeaways while you're eating last night's meatloaf. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man. Okay, hands down. See, that friend that you're thinking about, that is Job. The Bible says that Job, he is highly favored. He's highly favored. He's rich and he's also righteous, which means that he loves God. And because he loves God and follows God and does what God says, he is blessed beyond measure. The Bible says that he is favored among men. But the question that I had this morning is like, well, what will Job do if it all turned to poo? Like, the Bible says, after this bit in the Bible that we read, the Bible says that heaven had a meeting. God and all the angels get together and they have a meeting at a desk, maybe, maybe not, don't know. It's not in the Bible, but let's use our imagination, okay? So God has a meeting with his angels and God's like, yo, what's up, dude, you know? What's going on, angels? Homies, woo! Have you seen Job? Job is the man. God's like fizzing on Job. The Bible says that God, he starts to brag on Job. Job, he's the man. He always prays. He always reads his Bible. He always goes to church. He just loves me and I love Job. Oh, he's the man. And out of nowhere, the Bible says that the devil comes into the room. He comes into this meeting in heaven. And the devil's like, that's my devil face. He comes into the meeting and he's like, ooh, are you talking about Job, are you? Now, I don't know if that's what the devil sounds like, but I quite like to think he sounds like Silly Billy, you know, like, ooh, Job, ooh. And God's like, yeah! Job's the man! And the devil's like, oh, really? Oh, he's the man, is he? Well, what would Job do if it all turned to poo? Like, what? What if I took away everything? What if I took away all his money, all of his stuff, all of the things that you've given him? What if I take it away? What would he do if it all turned to poo? And God's like, oh, ha, 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 ha. Bro, I know what Job will do if it all turns to poo. Job will stay true to me. He'll keep loving me. And the devil's like, oh, really? Well, let's just see what he does. And so the Bible says that one day Job wakes up. It's a normal day. Job wakes up, normal day. He's still the richest man. He's still skunks. He's still got everything. He's still the man. He wakes up on a beautiful day. A beautiful day. The sun rises. He's still the richest man on the earth. He's still got his amazing family, and he just gets on with his day. And he's walking out in the field, and he's doing this business when all of a sudden he gets a text on his phone. He's got an iPhone X because he's Job. He's got a lot of money. He can do whatever he likes. He gets a text on his phone, and the phone starts going off. And I think there's something that's going to join me on screen this morning. But he gets his text, and he's out in the field. He's just doing the whip and the nay-nay. Is that still cool? What's that dance move? He's out there doing the dance thing with his legs. Floss. Floss. Sauce. Oh, Job got a text from servant number 3. It says this, "Hello, sir. Your oxen and your donkeys have all been taken, and your servants are dead. I'm the only one who survived." So while Job is busy flossing his legs, he gets another text. "Whoa! I'm so sorry. Fire fell from the sky and burned all of your sheep. I'm the only one to make it. Hashtag lamb chops." Well, I guess on the bright side, now Job has a bunch of lamb chops and he'll need to floss after his... Another text. "OMG, chickens just stole your camels and killed your servants. I'm the only one to survive." Chickens? Chickens stole my... Oh, lol. Chaldeans, not chickens. Bad guys did bad stuff. Man, this day is not going very well for Job. Job's not having a very good day. He's like, he's just chickens, not chickens, stole his stuff. He's got a whole bunch of lamb chops. No servants are around. Man, well, at least it can't get any worse than that. Another text. "Job, I'm so sorry. The house your kids were partying in just fell down. No survivors. I'm so sorry, Job." What? I reckon, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a pretty bad day. I reckon that in the space of 5 text messages from his servant, he went from having everything to having nothing. Job is having a pretty bad day. It's a bit like this. I need a leader to come up and help me. A leader to come up and help me. Lionel, can I borrow you this morning? Who loves Lionel? I love Lionel. Now, the thing is, Lionel, it's a bit like this, right? Today, come stand. Today, Lionel, I'm going to make you the most favored person in the room. I'm going to give you something that no one else has. I'm going to give you my favorite thing. I'm going to give it to you. And I want you to, this is yours. It's going to be a gift from me to you. A nice, refreshing bottle of Coca-Cola. Now, the condition is, though, you can have it, it's yours, but you just need to stand there the whole time, just until the end of the message. I just want you to stand there. In fact, could you just open that for me now? Just open it up. Oh, did you hear that? I love Coke, because Coke makes the sound that you want it to drink. It's like, Coke. milk, you know, drink me. Okay, now that you've unscrewed it, just hold it there. Just stand right there, don't move, just hold it. You can drink it at the end. Now that it's yours, just hold it there. And the question is, for me today, remember, the question is, well, what do you do when it all turns to poo? Now, Job, he had every reason to blame God, every reason to be upset with God, because he had a whole bunch of stuff, but then the Bible says that he lost all of his stuff. And if it was me and I just lost everything, I reckon I'd be pretty sulky. Who reckons you'd be pretty sulky if you lost? I reckon that I would. Oh man, I'm a bit thirsty. Can I just borrow that? Would that be okay? Sorry, just hold there, just for a second. Sorry, I just unscrew the lid just a little bit. Sorry, can you just hold that? Just hold that. I'm just a bit thirsty. Sorry. Oh, there's nothing like a bottle of Coke at 11 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, I'm thirsty, bro. Sorry, could you just hold on to that for me? Thanks. Just hold there. See, the thing is that you and I, we're pretty good at sulking about stuff. Like, I don't know about you, but has anybody ever gone to McDonald's and you're like, can I please have a Big Mac, please, but hold the gherkins? Please, no gherkins, okay? Because gherkins are not of Jesus. Gherkins are not good for you. And then you get your Big Mac combo and then you're like, ah, I said no gherkins! My life is over. I said a Big Mac with no gherkins. Or like you're like, Mom, can I please have an iPhone for Christmas? Please. I just really need an iPhone for Christmas. And then your mom buys you an iPhone 5 and you're like, oh my gosh, Mama! Do you even love me? This is such an old phone. I wanted an iPhone X. We sulk over stuff. We're like, oh my gosh, I've got homework again. Sorry, I just am thirsty. Sorry. Thanks, Lionel. Just hold the lid for me. Oh, man. I tell you, preaching is a thirsty job. Excuse me. You just hold on to that. That's yours. You can keep it. Now, it's your bottle of Coke. Now, the thing is, no, water's not good for you. Coke is better for you. Said no one ever. Okay. Listen. Listen. Now, what happened to your bottle of Coke?
It's empty. There's nothing in it.
How do you feel about that?
Not happy, bro.
Not happy, but you got given it as a gift and now...
But it's empty.
It's empty now. And that's the way that we're often like. See, God gives us gifts. Just stay there, bro. God gives us gifts. God gives us things that we never had. And the question for me is, well, what do you do when you go from having something to having nothing? What do? Do you sulk over your stuff? Or do you run to your Savior? See, Job, the Bible says that Job, he ran to his Savior in worship. The Bible says that what happened was that his wife came to him and he's like, Job, just give up. Just stop it. Why are you worshiping this God? And Job says, well, you know what? I didn't come into this world with much and I'm not going to leave with anything. But do you want to know something? If I've got Jesus in my heart, that's all that I need. If I've got God in my life, that's all that I need. And Job, the Bible says that instead of sulking over his stuff, he ran to his Savior in worship. And I believe that we'll be a generation who will worship the Savior in the good times, the bad times, and the ugly times. Does anybody want to worship God? Does anybody want to be someone? Come on, somebody. Does anybody want to be someone who, when life's not going your way, when you hear a bad report from the doctor, or when you get some homework at school, who wants to be someone who runs to God, runs to our Savior and worships instead of sulking over our stuff? That's what I want to be. Now, the crazy thing is, though, get this, is that Job's story, hands down, Job's story, the Bible says that Job's story ends with Job getting double the amount that he had when he first started. All because he didn't sulk. All because he didn't do anything bad, but instead ran to his Savior and worshipped. I want you to know, life, kids, that we don't worship God because we get stuff out of it. We worship God because he's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise. He's worthy of all of our honor. He's worthy of all of our time, our effort. He's worthy. And when we worship God, he comes down to us. The Bible says that Job, he doesn't sulk over his stuff, but he worships the Savior. And when we worship the Savior, God will give us what we don't have. He'll take our empty and he'll give us full. He'll give us what we didn't have. He'll give us and replace the fear with faith. He'll take the anger and he'll give you happiness. He'll take your sadness and give you joy. This is the God that we serve. I wonder if there's a leader even in this place that could give God some praise right now for the fact that he is above all things. He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our worship. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning, the middle, and the end. He is worthy of all praise, all worship. And today, my question is, Life Kids, my question is this. What do you do when it all turns to poo? What do? You run to your Savior. And with no one talking, we're going to run to our Savior. Not literally run, because there's not much space in here. But what we're going to do is we're going to stand to our feet right now. And we're going to close our eyes and we're going to worship God. Because here's what God's going to do. Maybe today, are you listening? We're nearly done this morning, but I need you to pay attention because this is the part that I preached for. The part where God will change your life. Now, you might be here today and you might be sulking over something. You might be sad about something. Maybe something in your life's not going well. Well, let me tell you, friend, that right here, right now, God wants to change your life. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call on the name of Jesus. And he's going to answer. He's going to hear your prayer. But what we need to do is we need to close our eyes. I'd like no one to move around. I'd like everyone to close their eyes and lift up those hands as a sign of surrender. One hand to say, God, I'm here to worship you. The other hand to say, God, would you speak to me? We're going to worship and pray for two things. But why don't we worship together right now in Jesus' name? Come on, lift your voice.